Denver, appreciate the time. Before we go, is there any last words or things you want to say?
I guess the only other thing I would say is, number one, thank you to all the fans, you know, all of these years that have been so supportive of the Mile High Orchestra. You know, you've been such a huge part of what we do. And I couldn't encourage you enough to not only get on the phones, watch the show, and vote for the Mile High Orchestra, but tell all of your friends, because for us, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And you guys are along on the journey with us. You know, we're walking this journey together, and I can't encourage you enough and thank you enough for your support. And just to get all of your friends on board, because we really, really need your support and your help. And
Perfect.
The other thing I want to say this, because it's important too.
Yeah?
You know, pray for our families back home.
Mm.
You know, we have wives, children making humongous, humongous sacrifices for us to be here. It's not easy for us to be away from them, but I think it's harder on them because, you know, it's just tough when dads and husbands and loved ones are far away. So pray that God would give all of our families emotional and spiritual peace and support and reassurance, you know, that we're doing what God has willed and purposed for our lives, and really pray you know, for our wives that are sacrificing so much. My wife is my hero.
Mm.
You know, I've written it down in my journal as I've been out here. What she's doing right now is heroic. She has a 2.5-year-old, you know, toddler who has all the personality that you imagine with a 2.5-year-old. She has a 1-week-old infant, you know, and she's standing in the gap. She's mom and dad and everything right now. And that is heroic. You know, she's not in the limelight. She's, you know, in the trenches, living real life day by day while her husband's, you know, quote, trying to be a rock star, unquote, whatever that means. But pray for those people, because she is my hero, and I thank God for her. Thank God that God would give me someone so supportive and so strong as we walk through this crazy journey of life together. And it's not a normal life. The life I'm living, I know it's not normal. I'm not acting like it is, but I'm so thankful that I've got such a down-to-earth, amazing, godly woman to do it with. So just pray for them. That would be huge if you could mention that to everybody.